Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: rain with areas of fog, a low of 37. A two-vehicle crash in the 1100 block of Antioch Road in the Kenosha County town of Salem claimed the life of one driver and sent the other to Frederick Hospital on board Flight for Life. The Sheriff's Department says the car, driven by a 20-year-old woman from Trevor, was northbound and collided head-on with a southbound vehicle operated by a 30-year-old woman from Bristol. The older woman was pronounced dead at the scene, according to a news release. The reason behind the accident remains under investigation. Meanwhile, a car tried to go around a traffic control point and ran over a deputy's foot in the process at the crash site. 65-year-old Randy Eppers of Ingleside, Illinois, was arrested by the State Patrol for his fourth operating while intoxicated offense, OWI causing injury, and operating without a license. 12 people were displaced by a fire this morning in a duplex at 1112 and 1114 North Memorial Drive. The first Racine fire unit on the scene was able to quickly knock down the fire, and a search of the home revealed that everyone had gotten out safely. Because of smoke and water damage, the American Red Cross was called to provide assistance to 6 adults and 6 children. The fire caused about $40,000 in damage and remains under investigation. The American Meteor Society received hundreds of reports of a large fireball event, mainly over Wisconsin, about 1:25 this morning, but apparently visible from other Midwest states, including northern Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana. Law enforcement agencies in southeast Wisconsin received numerous reports of a bright light. While a few people caught it on video, a woman driving on the interstate in Oak Creek perhaps capturing it the best. Several officers observed it while on patrol, one calling it huge. The Racine Common Council appears destined for a history lesson in the coming weeks as 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy sends a request to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee to repeal action taken in 1935, creating what were known as remonstrance districts as a result of prohibition being repealed, and which appears to be a factor in holding back any alcohol licenses in West Racine. Alderman McCarthy tells WRJN News the goal at the time was to ensure that drinking establishments could not be opened in the middle of neighborhoods, which is now covered by zoning ordinance.
A statute that said you can declare a remonstrance district for your neighborhood if you want to ensure that there will not be a establishment opening up on the side street where you live. So back then, it could be a tavern would be open up in somebody's kitchen, in essence, there then. And the goal was to allow people to disallow those in their neighborhoods. That has subsequently been replaced by zoning laws and ordinances.
McCarthy says the remonstrance district statute was repealed, but 3 existing districts in West Racine have historically and to this day fueled confusion about beer and wine licenses for establishments, including restaurants. Alderman McCarthy believes that his communication, if eventually approved by the full council and possibly after a public hearing, will end the confusion and perhaps inspire needed West Racine business development. The 2017 Intergovernmental Revenue Fund's capital budget includes $100,000 for what's called a white box incentive program, which the Racine Redevelopment Authority has on its agenda at 5:15 this evening in City Hall. Development staff created program details based on a similar program that had shown success in Milwaukee, as well as the city's own facade incentive program. White Box will encourage investment in older buildings through incentives that help with conformity to newer code requirements. Development staff is recommending incentive money be allowed for main floor work, up to $20,000 per site. Kenosha County will become only the 2nd county in the southeast Wisconsin region to host a beer garden in a county park, but others are looking at the idea. It was announced Friday that 2 local entrepreneurs will open a German beer garden at Petrifying Springs, offering German atmosphere along with imported German beer, plus daily activities for the whole family. County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman said while it makes sense to open the beer garden at Pets because of its high traffic volume, the idea could be expanded to other county parts. He said he's heard from county officials in Walworth County, who are looking at a similar facility.
Because they're in the same situation, they've got some areas where they've talked about adding that as an amenity. You know, when you look at Delavan with the history with the circus, and you look at Lake Geneva with their crowds of people, you know, they've talked about it too.
County revenue from the operation of the beer garden will be used to fund other park projects. The beer garden, which will be located in the current park shelter on the far south side of the park, is expected to open around Memorial Day. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.